as the blessed goddess of peace speaks her heart to us tonight. We ask our beloved I Am Presence to bless her, and our mighty I Am Presence pour to her that love from our life streams that is greater than we in the outer self can understand, and may it pour to her our gratitude for the love that she has given that brings peace into us and our world. It has been a long time since we have had a visit together, but tonight I can assure you I have never been very far away from beloved Saint Germain's blessed family of the sacred fire. And so I come tonight to help you clear a few things in your own consciousness that I trust will make you happier and more comfortable and more powerful in your victory unto your ascension. I wish to bring to your attention tonight a way and means which I trust will help you to realize what we pour forth to assist you and to the rest of mankind, and to help you to accept more powerfully within yourselves that which we give. Now, just as the sun's rays come through, the light comes through a window and illumines the room into which it comes, it brings part of itself into that room. The actual light rays and electronic force from the sunlight comes into the room and fills the room with its presence and its blessing to the life in the room that blesses all other life in the room and helps all other life to accomplish more than it is able to do in the darkness. Now, just so, when we send forth our radiation, whether that be a flame of love from our hearts, or a healing ray from our hands, or the directing intelligence of our illumining consciousness, as a light ray from the brain structure or the flame of the seven mighty Elohim in the brain, regardless of how we project that to unascended beings, the outer self of individuals can and does have the power within life to receive what we give, and therefore let our life bring its greater powers and action and perfection, greater peace, greater harmony, and greater light into the actual physical structure of those to whom we send forth our light rays, or to whom we send forth our love, or the radiation of activities from our ascended master octave. Now, every individual's life has the ability to receive our outpouring of our perfection into the brain structure, into the feeling, into the flesh. And the light which we send from the ascended master's octave, whether that be from our great temples of the sacred fire or from our individual ascended master bodies, everything we do to assist mankind is by the use of some activity of light and some activity of the sacred fire. Therefore, if I am to give you the power of peace, which it is my privilege to bestow, if I am to bring into you a flame of peace from my temple of peace, then I must pour forth some of the flame of my own life. A flame from my own heart must come in to the flesh structure, must come in to the brain structure, must come into the atmosphere about you, and must come in to all the energy of the outer self and the atmosphere about you if I am going to help you feel peace. Now we are ready and willing to draw any amount of the sacred fire of our love, our peace, and our light into the flesh structure of mankind's bodies, or into the atmosphere of earth, or to the powers of nature to control those forces and keep them purified and in balanced action, that they may produce perfection that blesses life. Therefore, everything that we must do to help mankind be free from discord has to be the release into this world of either the cosmic light or the sacred fire. Now, the outer self of individuals generates a certain vibratory action that through the centuries has condensed the discord to the place where it shuts out the light. The two first golden ages, mankind's bodies were self-luminous. The individual lighted his way by the light from within himself. In the purification that must take place, mankind must again return to the original divine way to live life, because the life within the individual, the life within the physical body, is light. The electronic force within the flesh structure is some of the light from the great octave of light, some of the great universal light that fills infinite space. Now then, the light from our sacred fire of our love, or our temples of the sacred fire, is of a very much greater intensity, a very much more powerful concentration of the electronic force of the universe than anything of which you know in the physical world. Therefore, when we pour forth our love to bring illumination to the mind, it carries only the pictures of perfection. It carries the illumining intelligence which we use. And it carries the power or concentration to project into outer conditions the picture held within the mind. When we pour our radiation of love into your feeling world to help you feel peace, it is an actual release of the sacred fire from our ascended master bodies and from our temples of the sacred fire. We are ready to give this at all times, but the individual will only let in as much as the feeling can absorb while it is harmonious. The moment discord is generated within the feeling, the vibratory action of that discord shuts off the inflowing light from our sacred fire and our octave of light. The thing that closes the door is the feeling world of the individual and the attention. So if you want to feel our radiation, still the outer self, and it only takes a few moments after you once establish this habit. It only takes a few moments to form the habit of when you sit down to be still, or you're standing somewhere and you just want to be still. The place to feel that stillness, first of all, is right at the solar plexus, right within the stomach. This is where you need to feel the stillness. Then, as you ask the radiation of any ascended being to come into you and help you do what you need to do, try to feel that and understand it as a light and as a flame. Therefore, when you move in a sun presence of the sacred fire or the cosmic light substance that we have poured forth from time to time within your electronic circle, that is standing there waiting to flow into the flesh structure, produce its perfection there, and join the energy of your own life stream, in other words, clothing it with our perfection, so that the perfection from your presence, as it flows through you, is guarded and protected by our love and our greater life and our greater light, that your own beloved mighty I Am presence, divine plan fulfilled, may flow through you, protected by our harmony and our love to keep the discord of the outer world from connecting with your life, to prevent the fulfillment of the divine plan. You see, when the discord of the outer world comes into you, it destroys you. When the love from the presence fills you with its light, it heals you and strengthens you and lets perfection build, not only flow through you, build into you its own divine pattern of perfection. When our sacred fire and cosmic light from our ascended master octave comes in and around you, all we can do is give it to you. The absorbing of that depends entirely upon you. We cannot make it go within you unless you still the feeling and of your own free will accept it. The sunshine may be coming in the window, but if you need light, you must step into that light if it's going to enable you to do the things you want to do which the light gives you the power to do. The same thing is true in the healing of the body or the healing of the affairs. It doesn't make any difference whether it's in the world around you or within you. There's only one thing closes the door to our octave, and that is the feeling world of mankind. So when you want to know whether you have accepted what we are giving from time to time, you practice being perfectly still at the stomach for just a few moments, and then ask your presence to fill you with its light and enfold you in its stillness and its purity. And then ask whoever you're calling to for assistance to fill you with that which it knows you need the most to do what you require at that time. Now, this applies to the mind as well as to the emotional body. But your greatest barrier is in the feeling world. If the brain structure were not clouded by waves of discord from the feeling, you would automatically see your beloved I Am presence. I would automatically receive the pictures of its perfection. You would automatically be filled with its illumining intelligence and its illumining consciousness. You would only be conscious of that which is constructive. If the brain structure were not filled with vibrations of discord from the stomach, from the feeling world, and when that discord is continued, it densifies in the atomic structure of the brain, and it forms a substance that is just like a veil over that light. That is what causes mankind's confusion. It is the constant turmoil in the feeling of the people that causes the mental confusion. Otherwise, the brain structure would be filled with the light and the intelligence from the higher mental body and would know the right thing to do at all times. But if the light from that ray, from the heart of the higher mental body that comes down into the brain structure, if that light is not allowed to come through uncontaminated, it would automatically make the outer self perfectly capable of doing anything necessary to produce perfection. But if the disturbance in the emotional body continually densifies in the brain structure as a substance, then the confusion of ideas takes place because the mind absorbs them from the world around it all that happens to be there and is not letting the light from the higher mental body come in and tell the intellect the truth of what is in the world around it. When you want illumination of the mind, train the outer self to still the feeling first. And that is why the Blessed Saint Germain gave you the use of the violet consuming flame to help still the whirls of discord in the emotional body, in the feeling world. Now, people think that they feel discord one moment, and a few moments later perhaps have forgotten it. and go on about something else. Many people don't mind becoming discarded one moment and then just perfectly natural and harmonious the next, and they don't stay anchored in either thing. Now, if the higher mental body is going to hold command of your affairs, it must first hold command of you. Its light must come into you and be the authority that holds that feeling world in absolute silence and control and harmony. Therefore, in your calls to your beloved I Am Presence, if you will always just still for a moment the feeling at the stomach, just be still a few moments, and ask your beloved I Am Presence to possess completely your feeling and hold it still until the violet flame purifies it, and then lets the higher mental body come in and hold control and do what is necessary. As soon as that habit is established, my dear ones, most of your distressing conditions in your business affairs or in your homes or in your bodies, they would just begin to drop away just naturally, because they're being replaced by that light ray, the electronic substance of light from the higher mental body to fill the outer self with its perfection. So when you want help from the ascended master's octave, take command of the emotional body first. Demand it be stilled, then blaze the violet flame through it, then ask, since you prepared the cup, the outer self, ask the higher mental body to come in and render its service to you. Now, this is what goes on all the time, and it is what holds mankind in such limitation, because individuals do not understand what takes place in the emotional body. Now, you may have a flare of feeling. Supposing it's discordant, we'll have two examples of this. You can send out a flare of feeling that is discordant. That's just like a whirlwind, just exactly like a tornado. It just keeps on going like that. 5 minutes later, you may have forgotten all about it. But that does not settle down for at least 48 hours. And if during that time you pass in the atmosphere where there is other discord, it sucks that in. And if that's allowed to continue, it reaches the point where it fills the emotional body with itself, and then the individual has some sort of disaster strike in the outer experience world. Now let us take it on the constructive side. Supposing there comes the great love and adoration from the outer self, which is feeling, to your beloved I Am Presence and higher mental body, or to the seven mighty Elohim or any of the ascended host. As your love of your life goes to that greater life, that comes down and around you as a sun presence infinitely greater than the love you can give. You send forth your love to the greater love, and infinite power comes down to enfold you or fill you with itself. If this is continued, it reaches the point of saturation, and when that takes place, illumination takes place. This can come into the brain structure. It can come into the emotional body. It can come into the atmosphere about you. It can go into your business affairs. It can go into anything and everything that you contact. Now this becomes a powerhouse for the outer self. And that is why many people have great ability to enter into a room, meet many people, and be an influence to control the whole feeling of the people in that room just by the happiness and the blessing that the individual pours out and gives to the rest of life. Now, if this momentum is built, then the momentum goes into your affairs and takes care of so much outer world activity that otherwise would distress you. So the more you can command the outer self to be still and accept the feeling from the higher mental body and the ascended master's octave, the more will the light come in and keep everything in your world purified and in divine order, harmoniously and permanently. If you draw from the discord of the outer world, you close out the light from the higher mental body and the ascended host. If you draw from your beloved I Am presence and the ascended host and fill yourselves with that, you close out the discord of the outer world. And whichever way you turn the attention will determine the flow of what comes into you. You can either be like a crystal cup and draw from our great octave of life, its great perfection, and fill yourselves and your affairs with that. Or if mankind does not reach up and receive that, it only draws from the outer world of action the chaos and the activities that are here, sometimes harmonious, sometimes not harmonious. So whichever way the attention goes, the outer self is open one way or the other to the inflow of life, because life is one everywhere, and you cannot exist anywhere in the universe that you're not in touch with all the rest of life. Life is one. You cannot divide it. Energy is one that flows everywhere. Space is one. And light is one. So if there is need of perfection in the physical octave, there is need of light from above. And since the peace which I represent to life, the peace which I give to life, that peace is the flame of the love of my life. That flame of love I am, and I draw from the great central sun. And it is flowing without limit, expands without limit, is given without limit, and can fill anything and everything without limit if the attention comes to the source of peace. This is the most healing, marvelous, strengthening way that the outer self can use to keep the balance against the wear and tear of the outer world's activities. But if you could only understand that whatever you want of good must come from above, then the attention will go there more frequently. But before you turn the attention of the mind there, let the command go forth to your feeling, peace be still. then turn your love to the presence or the ascended host and ask, and if you use this phrase, you'll never be sorry, ask the sunshine presence of our sacred fire love to fill you with its light, illumine the mind, illumine the feeling, illumine the atmosphere, and illumine your affairs, the conditions that you meet. But in order to have illumination in your affairs, there must come the illumination to your mind first, and to your feeling, and to your atmosphere. Then let that light go into your affairs, and you will find it very much easier control conditions in the world around you, because you will know ahead of time what is required in order for you to fulfill the divine plan or do your daily activities in the most harmonious way possible. It is the discord that wears people out. Life itself won't wear out. Life is perpetual motion. Life doesn't wear anything out. It's the discord that does. Because the law of life is to ever expand the sacred fire love that is the source of light. And since I am the peace of the love from the heart of creation, I assure you, when you want peace, if you will command that which is a vibratory action of the emotional body to be still and let the sunshine presence of the peace of my love come into you, just as certainly as you ever ask, if you will do that, will you find that peace coming into your feeling world. And when it comes into the feeling, it strengthens you with the light from our octave, the life from the Ascended Master's octave. We give you more life. We give you our life. And that life will illumine the mind as well as control conditions around you. And then any amount of protection can be given to keep you safe against any further discord from the world around you. And there are legions of the angels of peace ready at any moment to protect anything that is constructive, to hold peace around it, to illuminate and to expand its perfection to fulfill and manifest the divine plan. And so, my dear ones, if you want to clear the confusion in outer world affairs or your own worlds, just first of all, with every atom of your being, call to your beloved I Am presence to command the feeling to be still. And obey the mighty I Am presence. And open the door and let the light of its love come within. And the light, the sunshine presence of our peace, come in and around your own life. And keep the discord of the outer world from touching you. That is why the beloved Saint Germain gave you the tube of light, that cosmic light substance, to keep you from feeling the discord of the outer world. But the command must come first by your love to your presence, and commanding the outer to be still, open the door and let our life, the love and sacred fire of our life, bring its light into you. and teach you all things. It is the illumining consciousness of eternal perfection. It is the sacred fire love. That is the master presence of life and the controller of all energy from the central sun and systems of worlds to the tiniest activity of energy anywhere. So, blessed ones, if you can only understand that everything we give is the love of our life and the light of our sacred fire, then command the outer self to be still and just accept us. All we ask is acceptance. We haven't asked you to do one discordant thing. We have not asked you to do one strenuous thing. We've not asked you to do any difficult thing. So if I may leave with you the sunshine presence of my love as a reminder of the life that can give you everything, can manifest everything, and is so willing to forgive everything and leave its perfection in its place. All it asks is that you let it flow, let it come in, and repel all the conditions that cause your struggle. Now, if it be strength and energy you need, ask your beloved I Am presence and the ascended host to command the outer still until you accept the inner essence of the flame of peace, the inner essence of our love, the inner essence of the cosmic light. And then hold that and let it, in the mightiest power of the ascended host, let it repel the discord of the outer world, and you will find all things work together for good, your world in divine order, and you will know ahead of time the right thing to do and render your service without strain, without struggle, without disappointment, and without anything that is of discord. I am here tonight to close the door of eternity against any discord that would attempt to touch you, if you will accept me. Thank you so much. And while you're standing for just a moment, I ask one more question. Won't you live our way from tonight? I will stand your guard. I will do everything the law permits to repel discord from the world around you. If you will do your part by conscious command to your own feeling world and forbid it ever feel discord again in all eternity. If you forbid it, then from within your own mighty I Am presence and from our great temple of peace will there flow the sacred fire that fills you with itself, and it is the master hand that controls conditions around you, and your struggle is no more. That is what is meant when it said, I will fight your battles and you shall hold your peace. For then the discord is repelled by the sacred fire from above. Thank you so much, and won't you be seated. And to you, blessed goddess of peace, thank you for the peace you have given us Thank you for the peace you gave me the night I received that music. Thank you for the peace that blessed my loved one and those that are yet in the national defense. May the love of your life, which has blessed us so greatly, ever flow in and around us. May we be the open door for it to flow to the rest of life wherever we abide for all eternity. And we thank you. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo king, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such power and peace, of the love from the goddess of peace, that wherever we abide, it is for eternity a sun presence of victorious control. We thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us with the peace of your own heart's love and make us a son of its presence to the rest of life for eternity. We thank you. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, precious goddess of peace. And to you, great Elohim of peace, whose heart flame covers the system of worlds, may we dwell within the sunshine of your peace and your life and your love come into us and our world and make us what thou art forever. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, beloved Arcturus. Compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and as a sunshine presence of your eternal peace, let its sacred fire love go before us. Clear our way, fill all that we contact with your peace and your love and your sunshine presence for eternity. And we thank you. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am presence and the great ones, asking them to accept it and the blessed goddess of peace to accept our love and gratitude, and we ask her to make us the sun of her presence and blaze its victory without any limit whatsoever wherever we abide. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those on this radiation, expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all this not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death. We thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our hearts call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the sacred fire. And now from the heart of creation, the great fiery Christ peace of eternity come to earth and put an end to all else as quickly as possible. We thank you.